The following are the continued questions from the Bhavan Journal, answered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Smoke, he does. And they are smoking before teacher. No offense. What do you expect from such students? Anyone should be. They did not should be. No Tapasya, no Brahmachari. Holy monk, the Tapasya begins from Brahmachari. Tapasya, Brahmachari, Samena, to control. Brahmachari, Guru Grihe, Vasan Dantha. How to control senses? That is the beginning of life, not ABCD, learning. And maybe your character may be less than an animal, and you have got a degree of university, you become an animal. No, it's not accepted. Even from moral instruction, who is educated? And that is described by Chanakya Pandit. Mātriva paradārīṣu, paradambeṣu, lastava, ātava, sarvapūrī, japa-sattava, yani pandit. Yani jāne, panditātamadarśa, vidyābhināya sampanne, brāhmaniya. Yani jāne, not this degree holder. The degree holder, he has no tapasya, he has no character, and his knowledge is called māyā apuntaṅgyāna. Although he has learned so many things, but Maya has taken on it, his knowledge. He's a rascal, he's an animal. This is basically.
Question number 12. What is the role of rituals in religion? Are they to be discouraged as it is being advocated by some reformists, or are they to be encouraged? If so, in what form? What is the role of rituals in religion?
Ritual is a practice based on tapasya. And then one undergoes the ritualistic ceremony, he remains unclean. But in this age, because it is practically impossible to induce people to take all the ritualistic processes, therefore it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is special advantage of this age that by constant chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he automatically becomes purified. That is the recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chetadatmanamajanam, beginning is cleansing the heart, because we are impure on account of dirty things within our heart, accumulated life after life in the animalistic way of life. So, everything, advancement of spiritual life, culture, tapasya, means cleansing the heart. So this process, chanting the Mahamantra, the first installment of benefit is cleansing the heart. Chetadatmanamajanam. And when the heart is cleansed, then he becomes eligible for being free from the clutches of Maya or the materialistic way of life. When he understands that he is not this body, his spirit soul, his business is different, and he understands that I am engaged only in this bodily comforts of life, it is not at all essential, because you see, it will change. Today I am in American body, I have got so many duties as American. tomorrow I may be, and I may can draw body. Immediately my duty changes. So that is not my real business. My real business is how to elevate myself as spirit soul to the spiritual world. Back to home, back to Garden, really changes. Chaitra Bhagavan, then this materialistic activity stop. He is no more interested. This is simply waste of time. That is knowledge. Then I am simply acting for the benefit and comfort of the body. This is simply waste of time. I must act spiritually. And that is called Chaitra Dharpana Madhava, cleansing your heart. He is wrongly working on the basis of bodily concept of life. That illusion is over simply by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the first in the south. Chaitra Dharpana Madhava. Bhava Mahabhava Nirvibhava. Then he is in the process to stop the blazing fire of material existence. Then, vidyavadhu jivanam, anandamudivardhanam. Then the ocean of transcendental bliss increases. Anandamudivardhanam, sarmatmanam, sapanam, whole self, blissful life. Paramijayate, Sri Krishna Sankhi, all glory in chanting of Krishna Sankhi.
The next question kind of relates a little bit in the same direction. Question 13. There are various sanskaras prescribed in the life of a Hindu, right from his birth to death.
Yes.
Many of these sanskaras are not being observed today. Should they be revived?
Sanskara, the real aim is to bring the rascal to the platform of knowledge. That is called sanskar. Janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is the same. Sudras, means without any knowledge. But the sanskar means to sudra, rascal without any knowledge of spiritual life, to gradually bring it to the spiritual platform. That is called sanskara. And sanskara bhavidvija. That is essential. The human life is the opportunity for understanding what he is and what is the aim of his life. The aim of life is back to home, back to God. We are part and parcel of God, somehow or other, we are in this material existence. So, aim is, again, come to our spiritual life, spiritual existence, where there is no struggle for existence, blissful, happy life. Actually, we want happiness, blissful life. That is not possible in the material world. That is in the spiritual world. That is the aim. So, every human being should be given chance. That is real education. So that is called sanskara. So, this sanskara, that a dasam is a sanskara. So, these days it is very difficult. But, if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offense, being trained up by the spiritual master, all the sanskars automatically become done and he comes to his original spiritual position. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. Krishna is part of Brahma. I am Brahma. As Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. Krishna is also Brahma, I am also Brahma. That is Supreme Brahma, I am minute Brahma. So, my business is to serve Krishna. That is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Jive Sarupa, Nitya Krishna, Lord. So if he engages himself in his original spiritual business to act as the servant of Krishna, then all reformation is done. So that advantage is given in this age. Kirtanadiva Krishna Samukta Sangapana. Reformatory process is meant for purifying. So he becomes Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means liberated from all this bad association of material existence. And he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. So this is the special advantage. The question is whether they should be revived. They should be revived to the lowest necessity. But all of them cannot be revived in the phase. But people should be induced to take to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then all reformation will automatically become manifest and he will come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta, the realization of Brahma, then Prasannatma, he will be happy, there is no lamentation, there is no undesirable hankering. Nasotati Natankati. He sees everyone on the spiritual platform, Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. In this way, he comes to the platform of devotional service and then his life becomes successful. Is that question answered or not?
Yes, just one question I have. You said that the sanskaras should be revived to the lowest
minimum possible way. Just like to make him a Brahman. So, to become a Brahman, these four things are essential. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no bad. This must be there. You cannot avoid wholesale. You
cannot avoid
wholesale.
Wholesale.
You must avoid at least sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam Sri Dhanu Mahanirmukta Bhajanti Maham Virumbrata. You cannot become a devotee unless you are completely sinless. So, to become completely sinless, you have to begin with this fourth prohibitory injunction. Avoid sinful activities like illicit sex, meat eating, smoke, intoxication, and gang. Then you will be gradually completely sinless. One side to practice this and another side to engage yourself in devotional service. To engage oneself in devotional service under the order of spiritual master and the sastra means to remain on the transcendental platform. Transcendental platform means there is no sinful activity. We have all sinful pious and sinful activities are there so long you are on the material platform. But when you are on the transcendental platform, then you are automatically without sin. Mantra bhavichalini bhakti yogi na jasir vati sagunan samati taritan brahma vasubhaya. Life of vice and life of piety, and they are within this message as one. My friend, one is spiritually engaged. He is above the spiritual plane. Sagunan, Samuti, Dayatan, Brahma, Bhuya. So, one side, voluntarily accepting the privatory process, they can keep it open for each other.
Tend to leave the door open.
The whole thing is that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and give us the sinful activities, automatically you become reformed, come to the spiritual platform, and in this way your life will become successful.
Shall we go on to the next question, sir? Question 14. It is said that the Karma Kanda in the Vedas has almost gone out of use, except for a few rites which remain in vogue for marriage, shraddhas, etc. Is it advisable to revive the Karma Kanda with its stress on the performance of various yajyas?
So, that is not possible in which taking consideration of the time are concerned. It is not possible. There are different kinds of karma kanda or yajna. It is expensive also. And there is no expert Brahmin to guide how to perform this yajna. So Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform yajna. Tita jadhyayato vishnum tata tita jadhyayato makhai. In the Tita Yuga, Jagdans were possible. Dhāpare parityajya kalautan hariki jama. In this age of Kali Yuga, the real jagga is hariki jama. Jaggai saṅkītanai prāyai jaganti hi sumedhata. That for those who are intelligent, having good brain substance, they take to this jagga, sankirtan jagga. And practically you have experience simply by sankirtan jagga. Even the lowest person in the sinful activities is becoming purified. So, karma kanda is to divide them in this age is not possible. Neither jnana kanda. That is also not possible. People are so full and understand that it is impossible. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur said, he has condemned karma kanda jnana. Even it is properly done. Karma kanda by performing ritualistic ceremonies of karma kanda, you can go to the heaven planet. But what is the benefit there? You can enjoy their materialistic way of life in a higher standard. That's all. You can live for a very, very long duration of period. But does that mean that you become immortal? The demigods, they are called Amara. Amara means they have got very long duration of life. Does that mean he's immortal? So by karma kanda, you can elevate yourself to the higher pattern system, even if it is properly done. And now it is not possible to do it properly. And even if it is properly done, there is condemn. It is not required. Similarly, jnana kanda, even if it is properly done, you can merge yourself into the Brahma effulgence. That is also not safe. Because in the Shastra we see that arujya kichena param padam tata patanti adha. Even one merges oneself into the impersonal Brahma, he again falls down. Patanti adha. We have seen practical in India, many sannyasis, they elevate themselves by Janakanda. But because they cannot speak, they again come to the Karmakanda, philanthropy activities, and hospitals and schools. That is their fall down. So, either in Karmakanda or Janakanda, you cannot achieve the real purpose of life. That Narsimha Thakur has said, Karmakanda, Janakanda, Sakali, Vishesh Bhanda. Either you accept Karmakanda or Janakanda, the different parts of poison. Amrita Bolia Devatha, by mistake, you take poison, that death is inevitable. Similarly, by Karmakanda, Janakanda, nobody can derive any actual benefit. By Upasana Kanda, that is Vedic ritualistic ceremony, means there are three Kandas, Karmakanda, Janakanda, and Upasana Kanda. So, Upasana Kanda, there are recommendations of many Vasudeva, many demigods, but the best Upasana is Vishnu Upasana. Vishnu Aradhanam, Aradhananam Sarvisham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Om Sarvishnam Paramam Param. There are different types of Upasana recommendation, but the Vishnu Aradhanam, worshipping Lord Vishnu, that is the Supreme. That is Supreme. So gradually, there is elevation to Karmakanda, Janakanda, Upasana Kanda. But in the Kali Yuga, all these things are not possible to you. Why? Best directly giving the best Upasana Kanda, Vishnu Upasana, Bhakti, everything will be automatically achieved by Bhakti Mahal.
The next question, Srila Prabhupada, 15. Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes, actually it is what I have already described it. It is not a sectarianism like Muslimism, Christianism or Buddhism. Hinduism also now one of them. Actually, it is a way of life, Varnasrama Dharma. How to become elevated to the spiritual platform, so that begins by the Varnasrama Dharma, to select persons according to his capacity to define varnas. Some of them selected, trained as Brahmana, some of them trained as Kshatriya, some of them as Vaishya, some of them as remain those who cannot take any training. They are Sudras. Indians, there must be social division, not by birth, but by education. Chatutbandhamayasangunakarma-vibhās. That we have lost. The so-called Hinduism, they have lost. And because they did not follow real Varnasrama Dharma, therefore India, so many renegades, Muslims, become, once they become Muslim, there was no reformation. But according to a Vedic principle, even one is fallen, he can be raised to the highest standard. Manghipata papasrita dhipishu papajona. One may saskara pavitvija. And Sanatana Goswami said that dhasa kanchana tang jati kansa raso vidhanata tathā dikkhā vidhānena dvijattam jāyate dinā. And by chemical process, the bell metal can be turned into gold by adding with it mercury. This is a chemical process. If you can add the bell metal proportionately mercury, then it will turn into gold. there is a process given in the Shastra. If you are able to do it, you can do it. Time goes. So the bell metal. So the example is given that the bell metal, base metal, can be turned into gold by chemical process. Similarly, by dikkha-vidhāne, by proper initiation, by the bona fide spiritual master, everyone can be turned into dija, twice born. Dija tam jayate ninam. Ninam is all men. It is not, there is no discrimination. That is only the Hindus, only the Indians, or only the so-called Brahmins can be turned. Everyone can be turned. That is the injunction. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. Trying everyone to become a bona fide Brahmana. Without becoming a Brahmana, he cannot become Vaishnava. This perpetuity process is recommended in the Shastras. What is the question?
Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes, this is the way of life. That by reformatory process recommended in the Shastras, one should be elevated to the position of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Shudra means one who cannot take any reformation. But one who can take up the reformation, he can be situated as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. This is not by birth, but by education, by training, that is recommended for the all human society, not for the Hindus. Otherwise, why Krishna says Papajoni? Papajoni, Sriya Vishwa, Kasudra, they are also taken as Papajoni. And what to speak of the Shudras and Chandalas, they must be Papajoni. Only the Brahman, Kshatriya, they are taken as highly elevated matter. Nowadays, Kalu Shudra Sambhava, in this age, you cannot distinguish between Brahman, who is Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, who is a Shudra. It is accepted that everyone is a Shudra, because there is no reformation. So, according to Pancharatri Vidhi, everyone should be given the chance of becoming a Vaishnava, a Dija, and that is the recommendation of Hari Bhakti Vilas, that by the proper initiation process, everyone can be brought into the platform of Dija, twice born, and then he becomes. After initiation, his second birth is there, samskaras bhavet dija. Then he is allowed to read the scripture, vedopadas bhavet vipra. He becomes vipra. Then when he really comes to the knowledge of Brahma, and his relationship to Brahma, and acts accordingly, then he is Brahmana. And when he is perfectly situated in the eternal relationship with God, Vishnu, then he becomes a Vaishnava. That is part of the phenomenon.
Is this practical in the present context?
Yes, we are doing it. See, even one has eyes to see, they can see how we are accepting the Papa journey, so-called Papa journey, to become the topmost Vaishnava. That is possible. Unless it is possible, how it is being done all over the world? There is no consideration. The process is so effective that it is being done. We are taking it as proselytization. But it's not proselytization. Proselytization means it is superfluous.
Proselytization is
superfluous. If one is Hindu, you make him a Christian. You change the name. And what is the use of changing the name? If you do not reform him about his character, simply changing the name from Hindu to Muslim or Muslim to Christian, that does not make any difference.
This next question is rather interesting. Question 16. Is it not possible for all sections of Hindus, be they Advaitins, Dvaitins, or Vishishta Dvaitins, to come together instead of remaining isolated as warring factions?
Yes. Dvaita and Advaita. This is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring all these Dvaitas and Advaitas in one platform to understand that he is essentially servant of God. The Advaitas, they are wrongly thinking that he is God himself. That is wrong, or not the proper way of thinking. How you can become God? God is Sarvaishvajya Purna, full with six opulence, all powerful, all strength, all beauty, all opulence. So, this is artificial to think to become God. And this is Advaita. And Advaita, they think that one is different from God. God is separate from the living entity. Actually, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that God is always the supreme, and the living entities, they are severed. And in the Vedas also it is said, Nitya Nitya Ram Chaitana Sekhana Nam. Both of them are living entities, but God is the chief. The difference between the two, that God maintains other living entities. Ekoja Bhunam Vidudha Sikama. That is a fact. We are maintained, and God is the maintainer. We are predominated. We are not independent. And God is predominator. But because the predominated living entities, they are part and parcel of God. That in quality they are one. This is Achintya Bhedabhava, one and different. And the living entity is one in the sense because it's part and parcel of God. So God is gold, the living entity is also gold. And that is one in quality. But God is great and we are minute, small. In that way we are defined. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enunciated Achintya Bhedabhava, inconceivable, simultaneously one and different. That is real philosophy. So on this philosophy, everyone can come if they are reasonable. If they remain unreasonably stuck up in their own concocted, then it is difficult. Otherwise, this is the fact that the living entity is eternally part and parcel of God, sanatana. What is that verse? Find out. Mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta jīva vāṅsa nāsana. 15 chapter.
Sure, sure. Mamāgam sa jīva lōke jīva bhūta sanātana manasa shtan indriyāni prakriti stāni kāśati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
So if it is eternal fragmental part, how we can become one with the whole? The part is never equal to the whole. That is axiomatic truth. This is wrong concept. To become like God. The Mahavadis are trying to become God. That is impossible. They let them remain godly. Godly means servant of God. That will make him perfection. His life perfect. the Vaishnava philosophy is to remain, to act as servant of God. That is perfect. And if the servant tries to become like the master, that is artifice. Although in the spiritual world, there is no difference between the master and the servant. Just like the boys, Krishna's cowherd boys' friends, they do not know Krishna is God. They are playing with him on equal terms. When Krishna is defeated in the play, he has to take his friend on his shoulder and he dies on his shoulder. So there is no such distinction who is God and who is not God. That is spiritual conception. But the definition is always there. God has the part and parcel. Kṛtapunya puṇya. We can attain that position after many, many life pious activities. That is stated in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Ittham brahma sukhānubhūtyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ parado yuvatena māyāsitānāṁ naradārathena sādhaṁ vidarhu kṛtapunya puṇya. These boys are playing with Krishna. With Krishna is the essence of Brahma-sukha, Parabrahma. So the boys are playing with Parabrahma. Ittham brahma-sukhānubhūtyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ parado-yuvatena. And for the devotee, he is the Supreme Master. And for the ordinary man, he is the ordinary child. But these other children who are playing, they have got this position. Kṛtapunya puṇya, after many, many births, pious activity. Now I've got this position, playing with Krishna on equal terms. So, this is the conception of the ocean of Sari, that when you go to the Goloka Vrindavan, you cannot distinguish that they have got unflinching love for Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. The cows, the calves, the trees, the flowers, the water, the elderly men, Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda Mai, everyone is at the center point is Krishna. Everyone is loving Krishna. And there is no such knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Sometimes they see Krishna's wonderful activity and they talk and Krishna may be some demigod. He has come here. But they could never recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. When Krishna passed some dangerous position, so many demons were coming. Mother Yashoda was chanting some mantras to protect Krishna, that he may not be put into some calamity. They never understood that Krishna is the Supreme Person. But their natural love for Krishna, so intense, therefore, Vrindavan life is so exalted. Aral, that is called Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatamaya Saddhama Vrindavanam. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, first of all, Krishna, the Vrijananda Nanda, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is Aradha. Saddhama Vrindavanam, and his dham, he abhors, Vrindavan is also worshipable. They are equal. Vrindavan dham and Krishna, they are equal. So, these are high standard of understanding. Unless one is devotee, purified, he cannot understand that to become one with God is not the sublime idea. In Vrindavan, one wants to become the father and mother of God, to control God. That is Mahabhadis cannot understand, Advaita Vada. This is to be understood by the pure devotees. What is the benefit to become equal with God? just become equal. Other Vaishnava philosophy could not explain their relationship with God, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the higher relationship with God, with His Son. Vatsalya rasa and madhurya rasa, especially madhurya rasa, anarpita charing chirat karunayavati nakhalo samarpayatam unnata ujjala rasaṁ savartisyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information of the madhurya rasa, that our relationship can be with Krishna in conjugal love. So, unless one comes to the platform of devotional service, one cannot understand. But, for general understanding, the philosophy of Achintya Bhedave, simultaneously one and different, that is explained in this verse, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta, living entities are part and parcel of God, such as if God is goal, then living entities are also goal. This is equality in quality. But God is great and we are always subordinate. Eka johonam vivadati kaman, we are protected, we are maintained, we are predominated, that is our position. We cannot attain the position of predominator. That is not possible.
Next question to the Prabhupada, question 17. What is the future of Hinduism?
There is no future, it is already gone. The future is already there. And what do you want more? Future. A man was beaten with food, and he said that he has threatened me to insult me. So if he is beaten with food, then what insult remains to be done again? So, in this is now finished. Now, take to the process of Krishna's order, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. Teach this teaching of Bhagavad Gita to the whole world. Not only Hinduism, Christianism and Muslimism, everything is gone. And even it is not gone. Krishna says, give up all this nonsense. Sarva-dharmān parityajya. Give up Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. Simply surrender and commit. That is to preach all over the world, and that is being effective. So, if the Hindus are interested in Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken in Hindustan, in the land of Hindus, they must seriously take to this instruction of Krishna and combine together and preach all over the world and make others benefited and themselves benefited. That is the only way. There is no other second.
Next question. Question number 18. As the world is coming to be divided into just two classes, atheist and theist, is it not advisable for all religions to come together? And what positive steps can be taken in this direction?
That is already taken, already explained. This Krishna consciousness of man, the atheist class and theist class, they will exist always. This is material world. Even at home, the father is atheist, Hiranyakashipu, and the son is theist. So, even at home, the father and the son differ. So that atheist class and theist class man will always exist in family, in community, in nation, as you go. But the theist class should take to the proposition of the Bhagavad Gita and take her shelter, that is lotus feet, giving up so-called religious principles. That is oneness. Religion without conception of God, conception of God, is humbug, bogus. Diligent means to accept the order of God. So if you have no conception of God, if you do not know who is God, so there is no question of accepting His order. It is stated in the Vedic literature, Dharman tu sasan bhagavat pranitam. Find out this verse in the sixth canto.
This is sixth canto, third chapter, text 19. When challenged by the Vishnudutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamadutas said, Veda Pranahito Dharma, the religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order amongst materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are Nistrigunya, above the three modes of material nature, or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore when prevented from arresting Ajamil, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.42, wherein Krishna says, Vedavada rasa patananya dasiti vadira. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremony. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of the Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vidaischa savar ahameva vedya. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavada Rasa. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Savadharman Parijagya Mamakam Sarnam Braja. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, or from His special representative, as is stated in the next verses. Toyambo Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Bali Vaya Sakirayam Dwada Saite Vijanino Dhamam Bhagavatam Bata Guyam Vishudam Dobodham Yam Gyatva Mritamashnate. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narad, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dham, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him.
These Maharas, they know what is the principles of religion. Religion means Bhagavad Dharma, to understand God and our relationship with God. That is religion. You may call it Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion, but real religion is that which teaches how to love God. Savipunthan Parvodharma Jato Bhakti Jagakkarji. By following the religious system, you come to the platform of loving God, then your religious system is perfect. Otherwise, it is a simply waste of time, bogus religion, without conception of God. So, unless one understands what is God and what He says, and we have to abide by that order, then we are religious, and there is religion, and there is God, and there is everything complete.
This is off the record, but when they ask if someone like Christ or Moses, who is not mentioned amongst the Mahajans, presents some sort of religion.
The Mahajans are even Christian in the past. There is Mahajan. And later on after Christ, there is so many other Saint Matthew, Saint Thomas, like that. The Mahajan is mentioned there. How can you say there is no Mahajan?
Well, at least amongst the...
Mahajan means who is strictly following the original religion. That is called Mahajan. Or who knows the things as they are. They are called Mahajan. And that is parampara system. That is Arjun. Arjun is learning Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna, he is Mahajan. So you learn from Arjun, and after hearing Bhagavad Gita, as Arjun acted, as Arjun understood Krishna, you follow that, then Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. Then you are following the Mahajan, you are on the real path. Reply, we are. Yes, he said Mahajan, Sambhu. Sambhu means Brahma, Lord Brahma. Tava is the Sampradaya, Gauriya Sampradaya, is Brahma Sampradaya. And Sambhu, Narada. Narada is also the Brahma Sampradaya. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahajan. He has got his Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. And similarly, Sri Sampradaya. So all these Sampradaya, we must follow. Sampradaya, Vihina, Jit, Mantra, Sri, Vipanama. If you do not belong to Sampradaya, Mahajan, then you are useless. You cannot concoct any religious system. So either you be Christian or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to follow the man. If a Christian says, I don't believe in Saint Thomas, what kind of Christian is? Similarly, it doesn't matter who is but real Mahajan is he who is strictly following the principle as enunciated by God. That is the religious system. Otherwise, there is no religion. There is no question of religion. It is simply concoction. Manodharma. Mental speculation. Mental speculation is not religion. Religion is the order of Krishna, and one who follows that order is religion. Yes.
This next question is about question 19.
Now, this question is clear.
Yeah, so far I can understand you're saying that there's no need to label that there's one religion in the world. Rather, everyone can...
One religion is there already. That how to love God. This is one religion. Will the Christians say, no, we don't want to love God. Will the Christians say? Will the Mohammedans say, no, no, we don't want to love God. So religion means how to love God. And any religion which teaches how to love God, that is what matters. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to be educated to take your degree. It doesn't matter from which college you take degree. Similarly, religion means you have to learn how to love God. If you have no love for God, it is all useless. That is not religion. Sarmadhakasan Bhagavat Padya. Sakshat Bhagavan Krishna says, you surrender unto me. You cannot surrender unto your love. You are surrender to me. I am also an Indian. Because you have love for me, that's what they say. If I say that you die, you die. Why? Because you love me. So when there will be surrender? Unless one loves God. Unless that platform is not there, that I love you, I can sacrifice everything for you. That is on the basic principle of love. Therefore, that religion is perfect, which teaches the followers how to love God. This is India's principle. So let everyone come to this platform, how to love God. That is Krishna concept. We are teaching nothing, but training them how to love God. How they can sacrifice everything for God. That is religion. Otherwise, it's a bogus waste of time. Simply following the ritualistic ceremonies.
Okay.
That is not. That is superfluous. Dharmasanusita pungsa vishakshena kathasujat no palaindra tini jadi sramayeva hikevanam. You are very good. You are following your religious principles very strictly, adherently, just like that. But what about your love of God? Well, that I do not know. So Sasha, sramayeva hikevanam. It is simply waste of time. And simply leverage, just like. If you have not learned to love God, then what is the meaning of your religion? Then when you actually on the platform of love of God, do you understand your relationship with God? That I am part and parcel of God. Not only I am part and parcel of God, the dog is also part and parcel of every living entity. Then you extend love for animals. If we actually love God, then your love for insect also is there. Because you understand that this insect, it has got a different body only, but he is also part and parcel of my brother. Samasarvesu bhute. Then you cannot maintain sranarav. If you maintain sranarav, and deserve the order of Christ, thou shalt not kill. And you proclaim yourself as Christian or Hindu or this. That is not me. Then samaya vaikala. You are going to the temple and chant and everything. You simply waste of time. Samaya vaikala. Because you do not understand God. You have no love for God. That is going on all over the world. The stamping and the some sect, but there is near no real religion. So, in order to bring them all in one platform, they have to accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you do not accept in the beginning Krishna, that he is the Supreme, then you try to understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is education. There is somebody supreme. So, if I say, because I am Hindu, I am Indian, that Krishna is the supreme, but you may say, no, why? Krishna is Indian. No, he is God. Just like the sun rises first in India, then comes to Europe. And that does not mean the sun is different. Similarly, Krishna also appeared in India. Now he has come to Western country, Krishna consciousness movement. You try to understand whether Krishna is not God or God. But he is God. There is no doubt about it. If you have got intelligence to understand what is God, then try to understand. And he is not without it. So take the Krishna consciousness and abide by the order of Krishna, then everyone comes on the same platform, religious platform, one religion, Krishna consciousness.
Question 19, this is...
Now this is clear, Abba.
Oh, yes.
Anyone? We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is to surrender to Him. And Krishna personally advises that you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. This is religion.
Sometimes we meet people in our preaching activities. They may, of course, claim to be very devout Christian or Muslim. But at the same time, they will blaspheme Krishna. Is it possible that such persons can actually be associates of God?
No, it is. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so many Christians, so many Jews, so many Mohammedans, Hindus, everyone is there. It is a question of understanding. in the beginning. But if he's serious to understand what is God, then he'll accept Krishna discipline.